views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. What dreams may come. Are you seeking personal guidance? Transformation Talk Radio presents Psychic World with John G. Sutton, one of Britain's top clairvoyants, is your spiritual guide. Call in 1-800-930-2819.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Psychic World with John G. Sutton, one of the most remarkable psychics in the world, and I, his cohort and protege, Countess Starella. How are you, John?
Hi, Countess. It's a wonderful introduction there. I'm very well, thank you. And it's going to be a wonderful show this evening. What's Psychic World all about? It's all about you. It's all about your hopes, your dreams, your ambitions. But this evening we've got a very special guest joining us, and his name is John Myers, a gentleman who is probably one of the best known names in independent radio in the United Kingdom, and a man who's written a book called Team It's Only Radio. We'll be talking to John a little bit later in the show. And first of all, we've got callers on the line already. Countess, ooh. Callers, Countess.
Fabulous.
Yeah. Have we got Angel on the line?
Yes, you do.
Angel, first of all, I can hear it in your voice. Just let me tune in for a second. I can hear the first thing that comes to my mind, is, do you like driving a fast car, Angel?
Yes, I do. I have a Mustang.
Yeah. You've got one of these. You've got something like a supercar, haven't you?
A Mustang convertible, yes.
Woo! A Mustang convertible. Wow, that's absolutely fantastic. I'd call that a supercar compared to my clockwork one. Angel, there's questions you've got to ask, but one of the main questions I feel that comes to my mind is concerning romance. But as I feel about romance, I feel there's a certain man who has got issues at the moment. Does this make some sense to you?
Yes, it does.
And when I say issues, I feel that the issues are concerning the authorities. Has he had some difficulties with the police?
Yes, he has.
Oh, dear.
He did something a little stupid back in March.
I think that this is to do with his habit. I don't think he's an alcoholic, but he drinks, doesn't he?
Yes.
Yeah, this is something to do with that. It's only a brief lapse. I think he's going to get his knuckles severely wrapped. A final warning, and I feel he's going to be okay. Do you actually know what his results are yet? Because I feel he's facing decisions right now. Does that make some sense, Angel?
Yes, it does. He was supposed to go to court today. I spoke with his father, and apparently he's now changed his plea. So I guess he has to go back to court to see what's going to happen. Because I think he ended up hiring a new attorney, and so I don't know what's going to happen. I mean, we're still all in the dark.
Okay, well, let me tell you this. There are certain issues around this man. What he did was drink related. He is going to get his knuckles severely wrapped. I feel he's going to get dealt with quite leniently. But this man is a lover man. Yeah, he's been in your house. Now, I don't want to be too personal, but Angel, have you had some problems with the curtains?
yes.
As I say, I don't want to be too personal, but this guy likes to walk around minus his kit. Do you know what I mean?
Yes.
Yeah. Tell
yes,
me I'm right about
so.
That. Yeah.
You are very right.
Just have a quick word with Countess, please.
Well, Angel, thank goodness you have patience, darling. You have patience and a sense of humor, and hopefully he will be able to somehow rise above this and learn a great lesson from it, as long as you're willing to stand by him. And you are you not?
Yes, I am. Do you think he will learn from this?
Well, if he doesn't, he's going to lose you, so I don't think he'll risk losing you over making another mistake. I think he'll be...
Well, I'm very happy to hear that.
Yep. I think he... This not only will give him a new sense of respect for the rules, but also a much greater appreciation of you and how good you've been to him. Don't you think so, John?
Absolutely. Angel, listen, he's made a mistake here. As I said at the start, there's some issues he's got with authority. He's going to have to accept that you, in society, you abide by the rules. What he did, was he being done for drink driving?
Yes.
Ouch.
He got a DUI last March.
Right, Okay. Yeah. But, I mean, I believe he's amended his ways, yeah? Listen, and I know that he's messing about at the moment. He's emotionally, you're in emotional turmoil concerning this man. But don't worry, I feel that he will get his act together. What it is, there's a lot of stress around him at the moment. He's going to get this all out of the way. He'll get himself a new court date. He's got himself a new lawyer. He'll change his plea. He'll deal with this. He'll get his knuckles wrapped. And I believe he will be back in your arms at the end of September. In the meantime, I do feel that you will see him and he'll come over and he'll apologize for his recent rather bad attitude. He's had a bad attitude lately. That's stress. Did you know that?
Well, I didn't know it was stress. I thought he was just, irritated with everything.
He is. He's irritated. He's been under a great deal of pressure. But, Angel, don't worry. This man does have great affection for you. He'll be back. What does 75 degrees north mean to you? Oh, I know what it means. That's the direction when he's walking around minus his kit. Listen, Angel, you've been a wonderful guest. I don't
Bless
want
you.
To be too personal about what's happening, but this man is going to be back in your life. I'm absolutely sure he is. Thank you very much for calling in. Angel, you've been a wonderful guest. Drive that Mustang, yeah? You love driving that. We're going to take a short break now. Now, after the break, I'm going to be interviewing the amazing John Myers. We'll be back.
Thank you. Thank you, Countess.
Thank you, darling.
Traditional talk, people pontificating about this or that, the left or the right. Sometimes the truth is just all lost in the noise. Tune in each week to Straight Talk with Chuck Gallagher on TransformationTalkRadio.com, Mondays at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern, as nationally known guests talk about what's important to you, your life, your concerns, and your success. Tune in and turn on to Straight Talk with Chuck Gallagher. Visit ChuckGallagher.com for more information.
Psychic World, Wednesday, 8 p.m. Pacific, 11 p.m. Eastern, with John G. Sutton, featuring his special guest, Countess Strella, one of Britain's most respected psychic mediums. John is an internationally published author, poet, and professional clairvoyant. His best-selling books include Psychic Pets, featured with John on the Walt Disney Channel, Animal Planet. Currently, John is the feature editor of the monthly Psychic World, which is the UK's Journal of Spiritualism. He has over 30 years of experience working in the field of paranormal studies. Countess Strella has an incredible ability to visualize your future in a positive, passionate way. This show offers all listeners the chance to call in and speak directly to John or the amazing Countess Strella. You can ask your personal questions about love, career, money, relationships, or whatever is troubling you in this often difficult life. What dreams may come? Join John G. Sutton and Countess Strella to discover your answer. See www.psychicworld.net.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
Do you seek direction in the world of cares? Countess Starella, the amazing clairvoyant, can help you. Love and romance are her specialties as she tunes in to your life. Is this your soulmate? Ask Countess Starella direct. Born in New Orleans, Starella is a lifelong naturally gifted mystical lady with an incredible ability to see the future for you. Starella has been featured on many international television channels and for years had her own show in Japan. Her European TV credits include a series of two-hour specials for Network TV3 in Ireland. Countess Starella is currently featured here on Transformation Talk Radio in a weekly show, Psychic World, each Wednesday, 8 p.m. Pacific, 11 p.m. Eastern. You can consult Countess Starella personally on the brilliant website of Aranum.com. Just search for Countess Starella. There you can speak direct with the wonderfully gifted mystical lady herself, the amazing Countess Starella, on Aranum.com. That's Aranum.com.
Welcome back to Psychic World. I am indeed John G. Sutton. We've got a very special guest with us at the moment. He's over 30 years experience in radio. Over 30 years, he's written reports for the British government. He's done a report into the actual BBC itself. He's the former CEO of the Guardian Media Group, probably the best-known name in British commercial radio. He is the amazing John Myers. Team, welcome aboard, team.
I have to say, John, that's a fantastic introduction. I'll tell you, it's worth coming on board just for that.
Well, it's nice to see you again, John. And I know that you remember the old days when we worked together, because in front of me, I've got a brilliant book. It's called Team, It's Only Radio. And do you know who wrote it, John?
Yes, I know the man well.
I've met him too. He's called John Myers. John Myers, welcome to the show. Wonderful book. You've got to get that book. It's on Amazon, it's on Kindle, it's Team, It's Only Radio. And we're going to talk a little bit about that as we go through this wonderful interview. Thank you so much for coming on my show, John.
No, my pleasure.
It's an honour to have you, mate. You've done wonders since we first met. Do you remember that, those days? You do, because you wrote about it.
Well, I do indeed. I mean, it goes back nearly 25, 30 years, and I was 10 stone lighter. And,
You were a big fella then.
I drank far less. But it was obviously, times when we were really pushing the boundaries in UK radio. You know, we were trying to do things that were really different, trying to do things that were interesting and that would, interest the listeners in some way. And, of course, that's how we came together, John.
It is indeed. You were the programme controller at a radio station in Lancashire, which was at the time the biggest radio station in Lancashire. It was Red Rose Radio. And I can clearly recall getting a call from John Myers saying, would you like to come on and do a psychic phone-in with your colleague, James Byrne, who was a wonderful psychic working with me at the time. And I remember the first night. Do you remember that, John, when we had demonstrations outside the radio?
Well, you had demonstrations. People with placards. And, of course, it made it worse because Red Rose was actually housed in an old church, and it was one of the big churches in the centre of Preston in Lancashire. And A was an old church, and B, it was surrounded by, if you remember, graves outside. You had to walk past the graves to get into it. So when we announced that we were going to have a psychic on the air, it caused one or two problems. And I remember the initial problem was getting permission from the regulator at the time, because it was so new to have a psychic on the air, that I remember having to ring up the regulator to explain what it was. And of course, the problem was, John, as you well know, I didn't really know what I was talking about.
It never stopped you, John.
It never stopped me. You know, you just got to speak with confidence, John. So I went on, and I remember telling the regulator, "Oh, listen, it's just a bit of fun. We've got a guy on who says that he can connect people from another world, and that you know, we'll be doing it with clearly some opposing views from the presenter, but it is an interesting debate that we'll be having." And so, you know, when that was picked up by the local press and we started running promos about it, obviously the protests came outside. And I remember you and James sneaked in. We managed to get you in through the crowd. And the show went to air, and it became a monthly date in the diary where the phones were packed every single time you were on.
It was brilliant fun, John. And I can see why people turned out. I found a copy of the newspaper, and it said on the front page, "Devil worshippers come to town."
Yes.
Were you behind that, John?
Well, what should I say? I mean, I did put the call in to the local newspapers to suggest that, you know, that we expected protests that in the next couple of days, and so sort of suggesting to them that they might want to come and cover it. And of course, there was great pictures in it the next couple of days afterwards of people with placards saying, you know, "Stop the devil worshippers" on the air and things like that. But listen, there were happy times, and like everything in broadcasting, as you know, John, there's got to be a first. Someone's got to do it first, and we did it in the UK. I'm sure it's been going on in America for a long time, but we were the first in the UK because we were heavily regulated at the time. And the fact is, and I've always said this, and I talk about it a lot in my book, is that the most popular people on the air and the most popular personalities are those people who are often complained about the most. You know, if you want to be popular in life, you can't be vanilla. So the most popular personalities in the world also have the most amount of people who dislike them. And it's the amount of people who dislike them who actually make sure that the people like that has become stars.
Well, you've done it. You did it before you started in Border TV. You were, at one time you had a pet monkey, didn't you?
Yeah, I had a pet monkey, and I used to do a children's television program, and I used to go on, and I used to have a fireman that used to go up and down this ladder, and I remember I thought, well, I can't just go on this TV program and just introduce this fireman called Fred. We need to put a bit of danger towards it. So when the children used to come on, he used to say, "Right, boys and girls, here we go. We've got Fearless Fireman Fred from the Five Fire Fusiliers. There's a fierce firefighter in the Carnarvon Firefighter because they're a flipping good fireman." And I remember the boss coming to me one day and saying, "John, there's a lot of F's in that for children's television. If you ever get it wrong, I'm afraid it'll be the end." And so, no, thankfully, I practiced it that often. It just became second fiddle to me, you know, but interesting times.
Interesting times. Yeah, I've read your book, John. It's called Team It's Only Radio, and there's a bit in there that you made it quite clear that your parents were instrumental because they believed in you and they helped you to start, John, didn't they?
They did, and obviously they were real Christians as well, and they brought me up within a Christian lifestyle and things like that. And there was always, my dad used to have a phrase which was, you know, it's nice to be nice, and so if you can be nice to someone and help someone, it doesn't cost you anything, then why wouldn't you? And so, you know, a strong work ethic, a really great, you know, working class background. And we're hard work, and I remember leaving school with no formal qualifications whatsoever, but what I did have was a gift of the gab, my wits about me, and I possessed the ability to work hard, so that certainly helped me through life.
It's I read in the bit of the book where your father bought you a disc jockey station, and you went on being a disc jockey, and that got you speaking in public. But you have a natural ability to relate the ideas that are going through your mind, and there are a lot of ideas there. I mean, I've seen some of the work that you've done over the years, and I've been absolutely amazed at the variation of things that you've done. One thing that you've done, which you probably didn't expect this evening, goes something like this.
Members of the club
to see the show, the star of the show.
Well,
I'll
tell you what,
released a record, didn't you?
I released a record. I remember it was called Mr. Martin, and it was an old guy that used to do wind-ups on the breakfast show. And it was an old guy, and I used to ring up accusing people of stealing my pigeon. and people, I used to get people to go and look for it in the trees and things like that. But and the reason I did the voice of an old man, he used to talk like that, you do, Mr. Martin, hello. And he used to, the reason you took on the persona of an old man was because people give old people time. And if you get time, then you can really make it funny. And I remember that record came out, and in the UK we used to have the top 75, and I remember it got to 77, so I just didn't get in the top 75 by two places. But now when I hear back on that song, I'm secretly delighted.
Yeah, it's very amusing, John. It's been amazing. It's been amazing. You've met some very famous people in your time. I remember you meeting Diana Ross. Do you remember that?
I do. Well, I've met a number of stars over the years that, you know, came into our area that we were asked to interview and things like that. And a lot of people that we would go and see and interview, then put them on the air. And 99% of the time, the people I met were really interesting and welcoming people.
I remember you telling me that you've met Diana Ross, and you said that she was an absolutely stardom, absolutely emanated from this lady. Do you remember that?
Yes, I do indeed. And I think one of the things about Diana Ross is that she can really sing. And the people who generally are a bit difficult to deal with are those people who are quite fearful of themselves, and they don't really have the ability that people think they have, because with modern technology now, you can make a dog sound be wonderful. But if you're a real star and you've got real quality, like the Whitney Houstons, the Diana Ross and people like that, who can really sing at a moment's notice, those people are quite comfortable in themselves because they've got real talent.
She's absolutely got real talent, Diana Ross. So if you're listening, Diana, and this is going out all over America, we know that you are a star, and you'll remember John Myers from Radio Red Rose in Lancashire. Of course, John, you went on from there to Radio Carlisle, did you? Was it CFM?
Well, I launched CFM in Carlisle, then I went on to really launch and build some of the biggest radio stations in the UK, from the Real Radio Network to the Smooth Radio and things like that. And they all became, of course, enormously popular in the areas that we actually broadcast to. But it's funny because I used to go on the air as John Morgan. So I was the managing director, or as we call people in the UK affectionately, the damaging director. I was John Myers. But on the air, I was known as John Morgan. And that really, the name Morgan came about because I went to San Francisco and I tuned in and heard the famous J.W. Morgan on the air there. And I thought, I'm going to pinch that name. So I just pinched it. And I came back to the UK and launched as John Morgan. And I can thoroughly recommend this, John, if you ever get a radio station of your own. Because people used to ring me to complain about me.
I've read that in your book. It's amazing. You've got a nerve, you know. Would you get away with that today?
Well, I think so, because obviously, you know, on the air, you do sound slightly different to when you're just on the phone or something like that. But I remember people used to ring me to complain about the breakfast guy, and they used to say, look, I'm sorry, I didn't hear the show this morning, but believe me, I will have a serious word with him when he comes off air. And that used to be the end of it. I mean, my favourite trick for putting up with people who complain, John, and again, this is another tip for you. When people ring in to complain, I used to say, you're absolutely right, I'm going to fire him. And they would suddenly go, oh, no, I don't want him fired. And you go, well, I'm sorry, no, I think this is the last straw. I know he's married with two kids, but, you know, forget that. We're going to fire him. And then they would start begging you on the phone not to fire him. Please don't fire him. I'm really sorry I rang up. Happy days.
Yeah, you got a cruel sense of humour. Did you realise that? Tell us a little bit about this crazy car stunt that you pulled, where you were going to give away a prize car for people who could guess how many onions were in it.
Well, one of the things in the book is that I talk about, you know, the UK radio scene through the 70s, the 80s, and the 90s, which is now very different to today than what it was then. And in those days, as I'm sure a lot of radio stations used to happen, you always used to have a winner at 8:15 or 8:40 on a Friday, screaming their head off, you know. Always used to happen on a Friday. And I remember we were giving away a competition, and the competition was to win a holiday. And to win the holiday, all you had to do was come on and tell us where the holiday was. And if you guessed correctly, the holiday was yours. So it was a very simple, we called it the holiday game. And you rang in every hour and you said, all right, where's the holiday? And if it was the same as was in the envelope on the presenter's desk, you won it. Anyway, this went for 3 weeks and it was never won. And we were getting really sick of it because obviously it was nearly every hour of the day. Yeah. And we had another presenter there called Derek Webster. And what happened was that I heard the caller come on, and she identified correctly the name of the holiday location. So I shout across the office, hey, everybody, this is going to be great. We've got the winner on. So everyone turned to the speakers up around the building, thinking this would be marvellous.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden, Derek says, OK, where's the holiday? The caller identifies it. And all you heard was, I'm just going, you're joking. Is it the Novotny? And I go downstairs to the studio. I said, Derek, what happened? He says, John, I'm really sorry. I press no that often.
He just automatically hit the wrong button. Yeah.
I said, well, we can't go on air now and tell her that she was right after all. So we'll have to keep going. And I remember going for days afterwards until we could actually find another holiday.
Fantastic stories. The book's full of fantastic stories like this. And some of the things that you've done, John, people are just going to find amazing. Get this book. It's Team. It's Only Radio. It's on Amazon. You can get it on Kindle. Or it's in hardback. Is it in paperback, John?
It's not in paperback, but it's on Kindle and it's on hardback. And if the book through my Myers Media website, then I'll sign everyone and send them out. But interesting, the book is sort of in two stages, really. The first stage is all the things that went on around the radio stations from behind the scenes. All the disastrous things that went on with presenters, the worst programmers I've ever worked with, the people who were just bad at their jobs. And then the second stage of the book is really when I got into management, and then how I became the boss of all the bosses. And it really talks, it gives great business lessons, not only about radio, but it gives you great lessons in life about how to manage people and how to get the very best out of people. And one of the big problems in UK radio in the 80s and the 90s was that most radio stations were run by idiots who had no training, didn't know how to deal with people. And I guess this was true right around the world, including America. Yeah, you know, the famous Howard Stern stories about being managed by fools. And so as we got into the noughties, obviously the training and the management became better and better. But it really is, it's just good management training about how to get the very best out of people. And when you go for an interview, if you go for an interview, what not to say. And it tells you how to greet people and things like that. So it's a fascinating insight into real life, really, John.
Real life, yeah. I saw that TV program you were in called Trouble at the Top, and you certainly know how to fire people, don't you, John?
Well, I had a really very bad moment. I mean, the one moment on the TV program, and you can still see it if you can get access to YouTube, and it's called Trouble at the Top. And it's not my favourite moment, but it's the moment that people remember. If you bear in mind, this was going out on BBC One. This is the nation's number one
TV network.
And it was peak time. And what it did, it followed people as it went about trying to sort their businesses out. And it showed you what really happened at the top and how bosses solved it. And I remember the TV cameras were with me, and the boss, the producer of the show, came up to me and said, "John, we've got a real problem here." I said, "What's the problem?" He said, "Well, this program is called Trouble at the Top." I went, "Yeah, but there's no trouble." I said, "Well, the reason there's no trouble is because it's the sixth or seventh radio launch I've done, so I know what I'm doing now." He said, "Well, we need to find some trouble, otherwise it's just a 50-minute advert." I says, "Well, I've just taken over a radio station in Nottingham. Why don't you come with me there?" And so I said, "There's loads of trouble there." So they followed me to Nottingham. And I remember as I went through the door, the TV cameras were following me. And as I went up the stairs, I heard the receptionist say, "Every time he comes, someone gets fired." So that's a great start.
They weren't wrong, though, were they?
Pardon?
They weren't wrong.
Well, the reason it was failing is because, once again, it was full of idiots. And so I remember that, and they had this radio program on a Sunday morning, and it was the religious program. And I decided we'd have to get rid of that because it wasn't performing very well in the audience ratings. And not only that, John, we didn't have to do it. Anyway, I went to the toilet, and when I came out of the toilet, the presenter of the religious program said, "John, could I see you?" And I said, "Well, perhaps not today is a good day, because I've got the camera crew with me, and I'd rather talk to you in private tomorrow." And she said, "I'm perfectly capable of accepting bad news." I went, "Oh, okay then." So I went in, I said, "Give me 2 minutes and come and bang on the door." So I went in, sat at my desk, and I said to the film crew, "Start rolling." So they're all in the corner. The knock came on the door, and it's the religious advisor came through. And I said, "Listen, I've got good and bad news." He says, "Yes." I says, "The good news is we're keeping God, but you're going."
Really gentle, yeah.
And that very famous scene is still on the TV program, even though I've asked for it loads of times to be cut out, because it was just one of those moments. And as she walked out, the phone rang. And I looked at the film crew and said, "This is God now." So
yeah, it's there. See, it's on YouTube. It's called Trouble at the Top with John Myers. It's amazing. Very funny. Just straight off the top of your head. I tell you what, she said she could take bad news, but she didn't look like she liked it.
Yeah, she was a bit grumpy afterwards, to be honest.
I'm not surprised, girl. But anyway, getting fired on network national television. Wonderful.
Well, I did try and warn her, but clearly she didn't think it was going to be as bad as it was.
It looked actually very tactful. Yeah, you've got that certain smile on your face as you do it.
Well, you know, it's nice to be nice, isn't it? But, you know, when you're working for a company, you do have to manage the business as nice as you want to be, so...
So you actually did it. You were worked with a very famous shock jock in the UK, didn't you? A man called Scotty McClue.
Scotty McClue was a shock jock, and I created Scotty McClue because he was a continuity announcer on television, and I knew Colin. He was called Colin, and I wanted to launch a late night phone in, so I hired Colin, and I remember sitting down with him saying, "Colin, we can't have you going on there called Colin." I said, "Whoever rings a radio host called Colin?" I said, "We'll need to find a crazy name for you." And I used to go to this cinema club for children on a Saturday morning as I was growing up, called the ABC Miners. And the ABC Miners host was a guy called Scotty McClue. I says, "I remember this guy called Scotty McClue, so that's what we're going to call you from tonight." So I gave him his new name with 3 hours' notice. And I said, "That's what we're going to call you." And off he went. And he became a very famous shock jock in the UK.
He did. He's still going, I believe. He's got a network radio show on the internet, I believe.
I think he has, yes.
Scotty McClue. And he's featured in the documentary Trouble at the Top. He also features in your book, and it's called Team It's Only Radio. You can get it on Amazon. It's on Kindle. It's a wonderful book, John. And it also tells a story about how you got stuck in the turnstiles. How did that happen?
Well, obviously, I'm a big lad. And I remember going to Newcastle United, which is my home team. And as I went into the match, I got wedged.
You got wedged in the turnstile.
And there was like 5,000 people pushing me further and further in because they were all rushing in to get into the match. And the more they pushed, the more I was wedged in.
That must have been hilarious. So how did they eventually get you out?
I think I popped out the other side like a steaming rocket.
With a bit of help from 5,000 people behind you.
A bit of help and a bit of Lucozade, I don't know, but I'd say never again.
Yeah, and you've had some very interesting studio guests. I read in your book that you've had some male streakers, was it?
Well, I mean, I was doing the phone-in one night because the phone-in host wasn't there. He was having a couple of weeks' holiday, so I went on the air and just did the phone-in. And while we were there, all these streakers turned up. You just jumped the fence, you know. And my wife was answering the phones at the time. She had a great night.
You got a studio full of names.
She didn't get rid of them as quickly as you could have done, by the way.
All right. Yeah. So, John, your book's absolutely fantastic. It's full of wonderful memories from your past. But what are you doing now?
Well, now I'm working with a chair of a company called Team Rock, and Team Rock is a company that's worldwide. It's a worldwide content business for people who are into rock music. So, if you're into rock music of any sort, you can go to our website teamrock.com, and that is a fabulous new company that we've launched, and it's dedicated to rock fans all over the world. So, no matter what rock you like, you go to teamrock.com. You'll find it all there in one place, no matter what artist you like. And we've launched that right across the world now, and it's been going just over a year, and it's going great guns.
Teamrock.com. I'm going to go and have a look at that afterwards, because I do like rock music. As you know, I used to record PJ Probe. He was a bit of a rock and roller. Did you ever meet PJ Probe?
I can absolutely guarantee PJ Probe will not be on Team Rock. It's a very different type of rock, John.
Is it? All right. Yeah, perhaps it's my understanding of rock music. Yeah, it was about the Rolling Stones, are they on there?
Well, they're the very light end, you know. So you're actually into your AC/DCs, you know, and your Def Leppard, the Who, and that sort of thing, you know. So and certainly heavy metal as well. So you're into metal and stuff like that.
That's just a little bit beyond me, all that, John. I mean, I like it. Probably Frank Sinatra's more my scene these days. But rock. What's it called? Team Rock.
Teamrock.com.
Teamrock.com. People will be having a look at that. And your book's called Team It's Only Radio. You're writing another one, John?
Well, I've got so many stories. I remember the publisher had to take 4,000 words out because there were too many stories. And I didn't realise that, you know, you would know this, is that there's got to be a certain size to fit in so many bookstores, and you rather reduce the actual font to get it all in. And I didn't want to do that, so I took 3,000 words out, and then I've still got lots more stories to fill in. And of course, since then, you know, I've done the reports on the BBC and BBC local radio and things like that, and I've got a lot more stories that are just happening all the time that I like to keep. And just talk about, you know, business life as well. I'm so much into business and doing different things that I really believe there's a right way of doing business and a wrong way. And there is no such thing as a successful company. There's only a company with successful people. And it's people that make businesses. It's people that make radio stations. It's people that generate the results for everyone else. And I think if you've got great people and you treat them well and you look after them and you care for your staff, you will always have a successful operation.
Very good, John. That's a wonderful ethic. And I'm sure if people did that in radio and in life in general, then we'd all feel the benefit of that. John Myers, it's been wonderful speaking to you. You're a remarkable man. You've done some wonderful things, and it's been nearly 25 years since we spoke. Well, thank you so much for joining me this evening on this show.
And it's been great to talk to you, John, as well. Thank you very much indeed for asking me. And I can't wait to tune in and hear more of your shows.
Well, you will do, John. It's Team It's Only Radio is the book. You've got to go and get this. It's on Amazon. It's on Kindle. It's on hardback. John will sign you a copy. What's the address to send to you?
Just go to Myers Media, M-Y-E-R-S. If you go to myersmedia.co.uk, it's .co.uk. And if you order through that, I'll sign it, each and every one, and I'll send it off to you as well. But you can go through Amazon or iTunes or things like that as well.
Thank you very much for joining me this evening, John Myers. It's been great to speak to you again. Thank you.
Thank you.
Traditional talk, people pontificating about this or that, the left or the right. Sometimes the truth is just all lost in the noise. Tune in each week to Straight Talk with Chuck Gallagher on TransformationTalkRadio.com, Mondays at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern, as nationally known guests talk about what's important to you, your life, your concerns, and your success. Tune in and turn on to Straight Talk with Chuck Gallagher. Visit ChuckGallagher.com for more information.
Tune in to Heart Center Talk Radio with David Christopher Lewis, a gifted clairaudient, Aquarian spiritual author, and talented musical composer on TransformationTalkRadio.com every Wednesday, 9 a.m. Pacific Time, 12 p.m. Eastern Time, with delivering more than 4,000 messages from angels, masters, and divine beings. David will share the Ascended Master's teachings, insights, and surprising revelations to lightbearers. Meet transformative guests who embody change and inspire hope and get a refreshing and deeply meaningful perspective on life.
Do you seek direction in the world of cares? Countess Starella, the amazing clairvoyant, can help you. Love and romance are her specialties as she tunes in to your life. Is this your soulmate? Ask Countess Starella direct. Born in New Orleans, Starella is a lifelong naturally gifted mystical lady with an incredible ability to see the future for you. Starella has been featured on many international television channels and for years had her own show in Japan. Her European TV credits include a series of two-hour specials for Network TV3 in Ireland. Countess Starella is currently featured here on Transformation Talk Radio in a weekly show, Psychic World, each Wednesday, 8 p.m. Pacific, 11 p.m. Eastern. You can consult Countess Starella personally on the brilliant website of Aranum.com. Just search for Countess Starella. There you can speak direct with the wonderfully gifted mystical lady herself, the amazing Countess Starella, on Aranum.com. That's Aranum.com.
Welcome back to Psychic World. I am indeed John G. Sutton, and with me is the amazing Countess Starella. Did you enjoy that interview with the amazing John Myers, the incredible John Myers? Did you enjoy that, Countess?
Oh, John, he is so charming. What an articulate and interesting man. My goodness, you certainly have a coterie of fabulous friends, dear.
Yeah, he's a wonderful guy. We go back 25 years, and he's doing wonderful. Well, you've really got to read his book, Team It's Only Radio. It's on Amazon. You can get it on Kindle. Team It's Only Radio with John Myers. And Countess, people are always asking me, how can we get in touch with Countess Starella? Do tell us.
Yes, and well, they should experience the magical world of Countess Starella, and they can find me in my unique chat room at oranum.com, oranum.com, every night and almost every day.
Great. So the people can get in touch with you there, and I've seen you on there. Do you still have that purple and green hair?
Every color of the rainbow. Look out, Katy Perry and Lady Gaga. Starella is on the scene.
You've got to go and have a look at this. It's on Aranum.com, the amazing Countess Starella. Countess, it's come to that time in the show when I've got to sing to you.
I just love to be serenaded by a good-looking psychic.
Well, I'll see if I can find one. But in the meantime, are you ready, Countess Starella and world America? Here we go. I'm so hurt to think that you lied to me. I'm hurt way down deep inside of me.
You said your love was true and we'd never ever part. Now you want someone new and it breaks my heart. I'm hurt
much more than you'll ever know. Darling, I'm so hurt because I still love you so.
Even though you hurt me like nobody else could ever do, you know I would never ever hurt you.
Fantastic, Countess, you were brilliant. Hey, and I were rubbish again.
You're wonderful, John.
No, we give it a shot there. Thank you. We've got a caller on the line, Countess. Do we have Ellie?
I'm Ellie.
Ellie, thank you very much for calling in. Just have a quick word with the amazing Countess.
Hello, Miss Ellie. Thank What's going on in your world? How can I help you?
Hi, Countess. Thank you both for taking my call. I love your show, by the way. I've been wanting to speak with both of you regarding an upcoming decision in my husband and I's life. This decision just kind of come out of the blue for us, and it's really exciting. It's really exciting and different and something that we both love, but it will flip our worlds upside down if we make the decision to do this. And it's regarding a move to a different state. It's to a camp that we love. We go and volunteer at a camp, and we got the opportunity to live there. And it's also a great cause. Yeah, it's a great cause. It's all actually like living off of the grid and teaching all of the ancestral skills that my great grandma and great great grandparents used to have, you know, and things like those kind of things that are being lost. Those are the kind of skills that they teach the kids and families and everything. And we're part of that as volunteers now, but we've got the opportunity to, such as move my business, which is massage therapy, and also move my husband's skills, which is operating and construction type skills, working, you know, roads and construction kind of things like that. And it's just a big decision, and we're torn.
Here's my spiritual feeling, my dear. These kinds of opportunities come once in a lifetime, and I am certain that if you pass it by, you will be very, very sad that you missed the chance to follow a dream. What an incredible opportunity. I would jump at this so quickly. Certainly, it's hard to let go of an existing life. But when you can be reasonably certain, as you are, that the new life is superior, wow, I would do it in a second. What do you think, John?
Absolutely, Michelle. Let me tell you this. Yeah, for some time, you've been thinking that you should be developing and using your gifts further. Tell me I'm right.
Yes. Yeah.
Because the move that you are about to make, and I do know that you will make this move, is going to give you the opportunity to take your skills and the gifts that you've got to another level. And I do feel that your husband is going to have to develop managerial powers, managerial gifts. Does he already have that?
Well, I kind of am in charge of that here at home, but he would kind of have to take over some of those because our plan is if we could follow through, would be I would go first and then he would follow, because he's the main breadwinner. And so it would be a bigger decision for him to leave his job and make the move. And it would be an easier decision for me to take my business and go, because my business would thrive in that environment. But his job here is stable. So
I understand what you're saying, we are trapped to a certain extent, all of us, in a material world. We've all got to pay the bills, but where you're going, it's something of an all-inclusive plan, is it not?
Yes, it's all-inclusive. There's no overhead.
Right. Wow. So that alleviates a great deal of the pressure. What you've got to say to yourself is, are you actually living to pay the bills, or are you going to start really living for you? I know, Michelle, that you're going to start living for you, and you're going to find yourself. Mm-hmm. And also, I keep hearing this name of Tom. Do you know somebody called Tom?
Hmm.
Because you're going to connect with somebody. You're going to connect with somebody called Tom. I believe that this is connected with your move into this next phase of your life, and you're going to take this healing further forward. In your healing, have you used crystals?
Yeah, yes, I've got crystals in my office, and I carry them with me.
Because I do feel that you're going to start empowering crystals to help people, and that will be on your move. Michelle, the decision, you've already made this. You are going to go. I know that your husband's going to take just a little while to follow through and join you there, but it will be a success. As I say, it feels to me to be an all-inclusive move. You don't have to worry too much about paying the bills. What you've got to worry about is helping other people, and that is your destiny in life, and you are going to do it. Michelle, you're going to have a wonderful, successful time. I know you're going to ring back in a year's time and say, wow, we've done it. It's brilliant. We love it. Thank you very much for calling in, Michelle.
Thank you so much.
Thank you very much.
So much better. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Yeah. That seemed to me to be a very clear path that this lady's got to take. Would you agree, Countess?
Oh, my goodness. The minute she began to speak, I thought, this is a thrilling, thrilling chance at an alternative lifestyle that once they're in it, they will be so glad that they let go of the rat race.
Of them. Well, yeah, you don't have to do that all the time. We seem to have got trapped into this idea of paying the bills and driving the big fast cars. Mind you, I like big fast cars. I haven't got one. Ladies and gentlemen, people ask, how can we get in touch with John G. Sutton? How can we get in touch with Psychic John G. Sutton? You can contact me through my website, which is psychicworld.net. On there, there's a facility to book my services. You can pay by PayPal, which is an extremely secure system. You can agree a time and a date, and we can do the consultation by telephone, or we can do it by Skype. Skype works very well for me. It can work very well for you too. Do have a look at psychicworld.net, and you can read my books. They're on Amazon. Just type in John G. Sutton to Amazon. Loads of my books will come up there, and some of my other work as well, my poetry. A lot of my poems are on Amazon for sale in a collection called Favorite Poems, John G. Sutton. I think it's just a few dollars. It's something and nothing, but you can download that. There's about 20 poems on there. And Countess Starella, if you want to speak to Countess Starella, it's at auranum.com. That's correct, Countess, isn't it?
Yes, indeed. We'll be looking forward to seeing all of you flooding our websites with joy, seeking the answers to all life's little mysteries.
Well, life is a mystery, but life is also an adventure. And I believe that, you know, that when you start on this adventure, you've got to go out there and you've got to do it. Like our guest this evening, John Myers, a guy from Carlisle who's written reports for the government. He's written his book. It's called Team It's Only Radio. You've got to go and read that book. He was a wonderful guest. You too can be a great success in life. All you've got to do is believe in yourself. Wouldn't you agree, Countess?
Yes, indeed. That's the secret. Love and believe in yourself, and the sky's the limit.
absolutely believe that you can do it, and you can do it. And we'll be back next week. You've been wonderful, Countess Starella, and I've been John G. Sutton. Good night, Countess.
Good night, everyone.
Good night, and we'll be back. Thank you.
You've been listening to Psychic World with John G. Sutton, featuring his special guest, Countess Starella. Tune in each Wednesday, 8 p.m. Pacific, 11 p.m. Eastern, for one of Britain's most respected psychic mediums. John is an internationally published author, poet, and professional clairvoyant. Countess Starella has an incredible ability to visualize your future in a positive, passionate way. This show offers all listeners the chance to call in and speak directly to John or the amazing Countess Starella. You can ask your personal questions about love, career, money, relationships, or whatever is troubling you in this often difficult life. What dreams may come? Join John G. Sutton and Countess Starella to discover your answer. See www.psychicworld.net. See you next week.
Tired of traditional talk? People pontificating about this or that, the left or the right. Sometimes the truth is just all lost in the noise. Tune in each week to Straight Talk with Chuck Gallagher on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Mondays at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern, as nationally known guests talk about what's important to you, your life, your concerns, and your success. Tune in and turn on to Straight Talk with Chuck Gallagher. Visit ChuckGallagher.com for more information.
Psychic World, Wednesday, 8 p.m. Pacific, 11 p.m. Eastern, with John G. Sutton, featuring his special guest, Countess Starella, one of Britain's most respected psychic mediums. John is an internationally published author, poet, and professional clairvoyant. His best-selling books include Psychic Pets, featured with John on the Walt Disney Channel, Animal Planet. Currently, John is the feature editor of the monthly Psychic World, which is the UK's Journal of Spiritualism. He has over 30 years of experience working in the field of paranormal studies. Countess Starella has an incredible ability to visualize your future in a positive, passionate way. This show offers all listeners the chance to call in and speak directly to John or the amazing Countess Starella. You can ask your personal questions about love, career, money, relationships, or whatever is troubling you in this often difficult life. What dreams may come? Join John G. Sutton and Countess Starella to discover your answer. See www.psychicworld.net.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
Do you seek direction in the world of cares? Countess Starella, the amazing clairvoyant, can help you. Love and romance are her specialties as she tunes in to your life. Is this your soulmate? Ask Countess Starella direct. Born in New Orleans, Starella is a lifelong naturally gifted mystical lady with an incredible ability to see the future for you. Starella has been featured on many international television channels and for years had her own show in Japan. Her European TV credits include a series of two-hour specials for Network TV3 in Ireland. Countess Starella is currently featured here on Transformation Talk Radio in a weekly show, Psychic World, each Wednesday, 8 p.m. Pacific, 11 p.m. Eastern. You can consult Countess Starella personally on the brilliant website of Aranum.com. Just search for Countess Starella. There you can speak direct with the wonderfully gifted mystical lady herself, the amazing Countess Starella, on Aranum.com. That's Aranum.com.
Tired of traditional talk? People pontificating about this or that, the left or the right. Sometimes the truth is just all lost in the noise. Tune in each week to Straight Talk with Chuck Gallagher on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Mondays at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern, as nationally known guests talk about what's important to you, your life, your concerns, and your success. Tune in and turn on to Straight Talk with Chuck Gallagher. Visit ChuckGallagher.com for more information.